From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is making his case today against extending Bush-era tax cuts for the nation's wealthiest families beyond this year. Mr. Obama making clear that he will oppose a compromise with congressional Republicans, such as a limited extension. GOP lawmakers want those tax cuts extended permanently. The president has proposed extending the cuts only for couples with income below $250,000 a year and individuals with income below $200,000. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president will be discussing the tax cuts and proposing tax breaks for businesses in a speech in the Cleveland area today.
One key proposal in today's speech is expanding a research and development tax credit for businesses. Congress has generally reauthorized the tax credit each year since the 1980s. This year it expired 8 months ago. The House has reauthorized it, the Senate has not. President Obama will call on Congress to expand the tax credit and make it permanent, according to administration officials who previewed today's event. The idea is that if the tax credit is more predictable, businesses will be more willing to invest in research and development. Even supporters of the proposal say it probably won't add lots of jobs right away, and it hinges on congressional action, which even the White House admits is unlikely to happen soon in this antagonistic political environment. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
A new study shows that the vote in Republican primaries across the country is exceeding that in Democratic primaries. NPR's Don Gagne reports it's the first time that's happened in 80 years.
Polls have shown all year that Republicans have an edge over Democrats in enthusiasm. This study by American University shows the impact of that on voter turnout. In statewide primaries this year, total Republican turnout has exceeded the Democratic total by more than 4 million votes. Republican turnout averaged 10.5% of the eligible electorate, the highest since 1970 for the GOP. Turnout among Democrats this year has averaged 8.3%. That's the lowest for the party going back to 1930. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Helicopters are being used to drop water and fire-retardant chemicals on a stubborn wildfire that has spread over 11 square miles near Boulder, Colorado. The blaze has destroyed more than 90 homes and other structures. David Myers says he and his wife took very little time and took very little with them when they left their home.
We grabbed a couple things, but you know, when you look around and go, well, what should I take? Seemed all pretty irrelevant compared to just getting each other and the dogs out the door.
Hundreds of people have been evacuated from the area threatened by the fire. At least six people are dead and nearly three dozen others wounded in Baghdad following coordinated bomb attacks. In the first, a car bomb exploded near a bus station, and a short time later there was a second blast targeting police and rescue workers arriving at the scene. This is NPR News from Washington. BP is set to release at this hour the results of its internal investigation into the oil rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico that triggered the massive oil spill there. The spill is also the focus of several investigations by the federal government. A federal appeals court says judges may require police to get warrants in order to obtain cell phone records that could help track a person's location. NPR's Martin Costi says the ruling means cell phone location data may be more protected from government snooping than previously thought.
Phone companies keep track of which cell towers a phone has been using, and that information can be turned into a rough map of where the phone's owner has been. It's valuable information for police, and they've been able to get the data without having to show probable cause of a crime. But now the Third Circuit Court of Appeals says a judge may get tough and require police to get a warrant first. Privacy advocates are hailing the ruling, but it's not everything they hoped for. The court said a judge may require a warrant. He doesn't have to. Martin Costi, NPR News.
I wanna go.
The sound of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater transforming the stately White House East Room into a showplace of modern dance last evening, as First Lady Michelle Obama welcomed guests to the first performance of the new White House Dance Series.
From ballet to Broadway to hip-hop, today is a celebration of some of the most beautiful, powerful, and emotional aspects of American dance.
First Lady and her daughters watched as the Ailey dancers gave a brief lesson to dozens of girls who had traveled to the White House from schools all over the country. Mrs. Obama told them, if you've danced in the White House, you can do it anywhere. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.